And now George. George.
Hello, mate.
You have got the right answer. Don't say it yet. Here it is, everyone. It's an extremely well-known piece of music played in a classical style. And then George has got the right answer. I've got a feeling I know why George has got the right answer as well, but... George, oh man, George, I faded you back up. Nobody heard George.
It's faster than that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and what is it?
I think it's called Have I Got News For You?
How good was that? And it's fine, yes, George, or are you the George who actually wrote it?
Very good.
You what? Who are you?
I'm Big George.
I knew it. Do you know, when I found this last night, I think you sent me about 12 copies of that CD.
Yeah, because I'm a big fan of yours.
Well, thank you very much.
I couldn't believe you done it.
And last night, I dug it, and you know, I never knew those extra tracks were on it. I always thought it was just the theme and the two other three. And I saw all these extra tracks on this, and one of them is the classical version of it. I thought, what a competition. And I swear, I thought... I bet he'll be listening and win his own competition.
I won my dodgy old record.
It's the author of the piece. You obviously get a good whack every time that's played, do you?
Well, not bad. Although, since it's gone to BBC One, it's all plummeted. You know what I mean? It's like,
why?
Well, put it this way, I'm kind of in a Barbara Windsor carry-on situation these days.
Why? I'm begging you to get an agent. But you've gone to BBC One and you get less money.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that's the world turned upside down.
It has, completely. I mean, it's like, it's not as good as it used to be being a TV composer, Danny.
Wow! And what other theme tunes have you got on at the moment? Any?
The last one, which was Any Cop, was The Office. Do you remember that one, Ricky Gervais?
No.
I could go,
yeah, oh yeah, I've never heard of it.
Well, everybody else would. It was a cover of, we done a version of Handbags and Glad Rags.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big show on BBC Two.
No, I never heard of it.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I do, yeah.
Well, you do, and that one, I mean, I think a lot of people are saying, this fellas must be the most happening writer in the country.